All right, I know it's been a minute. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I've got a few questions, and I just constantly see it, and my little peanut brain and this big old watermelon head just cannot understand. Why are you talking about an exit strategy? Why are you thinking about selling your XRP at certain price targets? Whether it's $5, $10, $100. You may say, well, at certain price targets, I'll have $1 million. Whoop-de-doo. Why not take your digital assets and put them in a safe, yield-generating protocol? I know there's very few out there now, lots being developed. Uphold is talking about using Flare Network, where XRP holders on the Uphold platform will be able to draw yield off of their XRP. Okay? You could run the math through ChatGPT, you know, give it a scenario of how much XRP you have, you're using Uphold, and let's just say a 5% yield return. And ChatGPT will break it down for you. You could ask it how much you'd have to pay in taxes, all that good stuff. If you're not familiar with Jake Claver, look him up. He helps people set up LLCs to custody their digital assets. It's held at Anchorage Digital Bank, which Anchorage Digital Bank, guess what? BlackRock uses Anchorage Digital Bank. Your account with Anchorage Digital Bank is insured for like $100 million against fraud, against theft. So, you know, you're covered. I mean, there is maintenance fees associated with it, but the fees are really low. And you can sleep good at night knowing you have nothing to worry about. You have to have an LLC, which Jake helps you set all that up. And you get the full breadth of the tax code. You know, you could write off your vehicle. You know, everybody's all excited about the tax deductions for new vehicles in the United States, certain vehicle models. So you can get that and your deductions and your write-offs through your LLC. But the main question going back to it is, why are you talking about selling? Doesn't make any sense. I mean, yeah, okay, maybe you'll have $1 million at a certain price point. Well, imagine having that $1 million worth of XRP making 10%. All right, well, now you're making $100,000 a year to do nothing. You might say, like, well, I want to buy a house. Okay, well, you don't sell the goose that is laying the golden egg. You know, you're making $100,000 a year. Why would you sell your principal to go buy a house that's going to, in my opinion, depreciate? Because a lot of people want to say, oh, well, a house increases in value. Does it? Because if you understand that the U.S. dollar loses value every day, in the past 30 years, the U.S. dollar has lost 50% of its purchasing power. That's a fact. You don't believe me, you can Google it. It's a fact. So why would you sell an appreciating asset for a depreciating fiat currency? Oh, gotta go to work. Hey, you guys have a great day. Be safe. God bless.